Godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 48 with verses 12 through 16. When Elijah was enveloped in the whirlwind, Elisha was filled with his spirit. He worked twice as many marvels, and every utterance of his mouth was wonderful. During his lifetime, he feared no one, nor was anyone able to intimidate his will. Nothing was beyond his power, and from where he lay buried, his body prophesied. In life, he performed wonders, and after death, marvelous deeds. Despite all of this, the people did not repent, nor did they give up their sins, until they were uprooted from their land and scattered all over the earth. But Judah remained, a tiny people with its ruler from the house of David. Some of them did what was right, but others were extremely sinful. Elisha serves as a prominent figure who becomes the prophetic successor to Elijah. This transition of spiritual leadership is most dramatically illustrated in the book of 2 Kings 2, where Elijah is taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, and Elisha requests a double portion of Elijah's spirit. This request is significant as it symbolizes not only Elisha's desire to continue Elijah's work, but also to possess twice the prophetic power of his mentor. Elisha's ministry, like Elijah's, was marked by miraculous deeds and a commitment to challenge the idolatry and moral decay of the Israelite society of the time. He healed the sick, raised the dead, and provided for the needy, demonstrating God's power and compassion. Elijah's life and work signified a continuity of prophetic authority and divine presence among the people, even amidst widespread disobedience and sinfulness. The era in which Elijah and Elisha prophesied was one of the great turmoil and spiritual struggle. Israel was often torn between the worship of Yahweh and the allure of Canaanite gods, such as Baal. While there were those who followed the teachings of the prophets and sought to live righteously, many others gave themselves over to the practices that cursed the covenant relationship between God and his people. Contrasting this ancient context with the present day, we observe that struggles with disobedience and sin are a reoccurring theme throughout human history. Today, many societies are characterized by excess and a pursuit of pleasure that often leads to moral compromise and neglect of spiritual and ethical principles. The allure of materialism, the obsession with personal success, and the normalization of behaviors once considered sinful are all symptomatic of modern life. However, the contrast is not entirely bleak, as there are also many examples of goodwill and efforts to live virtuously. Individuals and communities around the world engage in acts of kindness, charity, and justice, striving to make a positive difference in the lives of others. Just as Elisha took up the mantle of Elijah and continued his work, there are those in contemporary times who carry forward traditions of faith, compassion, and righteousness. The challenge for individuals in any era, including our own, is to discern the call to live in accordance with higher principles, even in the face of societal pressures to do otherwise. The stories of Elijah and Elisha can serve as inspirations, reminding us that the pursuit of a life of integrity and the desire to live salvation for eternal life can lead us to share the grace of redemption, constantly seeking goodwill as truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, Lord, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 47. It's verses 12 through 16. We speak about Elijah, led by Elijah, upon the shores of Jordan's flow. Elisha stood with heart aglow, Elijah's mantle soon to fall, a whispered prayer, a destined call. The chariots of fire he did ride, and with them bore the great divide. Elijah, prophet, soared on high, left his earth-bound son to sigh. Elisha gazed at heaven's gate, felt the weight of a prophet's fate. Elijah's spirit, be my guide, let double portion now abide. He grasped the mantle, heaven sent, across the waters his intent. He struck the waves with faith's decree. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He'd plea. The river parted, dry the land. Elisha walked with God's command. He took the spirit, took the flame, continued works in Elijah's name. He healed the sick, the waters cured, with salt and word his faith assured. He raised the dead, the children led, and countless souls to righteousness fed. In every deed the echo clear of Elijah's voice forever near. For though the grave may claim the shell, Elisha's works did brightly tell. That spirit true does not expire. It passes on, ignites new fire. And Elisha, with heart sincere, bore the mantle without fear. So let the story be retold of prophet's spirit, brave and bold. Elisha walked the path of right with Elijah's spirit, his guiding light. Amen. I'm Thomas Shookers Wiggins. It's May 23rd, 2024, and we're recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 9:03 in the name of Jesus, we're thinking about that prophetic walk of Elisha taking over for Elijah, and a double portion of spirit was anointed. We need that today. Bring it on, Lord, as we pray for the double spirit of love, faith, and hope of your grace to share redemption, salvation for those who confess your Son as their Lord and Savior. Amen. We close at 9:21 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name.